It's an all-time high. From Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. US podcast listening has hit an all-time high. According to a new study from Edison Research announced yesterday at Podcast Movement Evolutions, 47% of the US population aged 12 or over has listened to a podcast in the past month. That's up 12% year on year. Women listeners are up 19%. We link to the whole data from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. And if it's time to update your PowerPoint slide deck, you can use our slides, which we've updated too. Wondery, iHeart and Lemonada Media are all using a non-public product from Mopod, which gives extra lives and game credits to gamers if they follow shows on Apple Podcasts in game apps, according to a piece from Bloomberg's Ashley Carman. It's distinct from Mopod's public product, which we looked into last year, and has the effect of driving more downloads and manipulating chart placings. She says at least 9 of the current top 50 shows have been promoted in this way. Well, speaking to Pod News, CEO Mike Whiston says that gamers are on average actually 35 years old with a $70,000 household income, and that subscriptions are intentional based on a choice and a low click-through rate from an in-app offer wall. The podcast host publishes The Truth About Video Podcasts on YouTube. The truth is, you don't need video to succeed, they say. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Wondery's Blad Norman talks about a new marketing campaign from the company with Wondery Meets Business, the first themed marketing campaign starting on Monday. Who are upcoming guests for the Smartless podcast? Peter Hamby suggests that Presidents Joe Biden, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton taped an edition of the show yesterday all together. That's quite the guest booking. The New York Times has launched its 7th annual podcast content for students. PRX has announced podcast creator summit events for Washington, D.C. and Atlanta in May and June. And the podcast magazine is coming back. The U.S. title, formerly published by Steve Olsher, is now being published by T.R. Garland. You can expect to see it return later this year. And in podcast news, Those Who Can't Teach Anymore is a 7-part podcast series explaining why teachers are leaving education and what could be done to stop the exodus. It's an Ambi nominee from Airwave, and we thank them for their support this month. Who Killed the Video Star? The story of MTV is new from Odyssey Podcasts. The show's an 8-part series focusing on the former music television channel. Still exists, but it's not a music channel anymore, is it? We wonder if they've interviewed Adam Curry. And the Pod News Weekly Review this week interviews the CEO of Indian podcast host Hubhopper, looking at his company and the wider Indian podcast market. The show was recorded at Podcast Movement Evolutions. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Leverage Co-host listener data like social media habits, interests and income to win sponsors. Find a link in the show notes today. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.